look at the news near your neighborhood. The Fairfield University Graduate and Professional Studies around the region. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
When you're caring for a child in the hospital who is dealing with a critical illness, it's very challenging for the parents, to say the least. Think about it, coping with the reality, first of all, that your child is really sick and battling something that is just out of your control. You're also in an environment that could be very chaotic, very overwhelming, and you're just trying to be your child's strength, while internally you probably feel like crumbling to the floor. So on top of that, did you know that when a child is in the hospital for a critical illness, the child, the patient, does get food provided to them by the hospital. However, for the parents, the caregivers, they do not. They usually either pay for the food or they just go without it altogether. And that's where Feeding Families Foundation comes into the picture, making a real difference for many families across Connecticut and in other states as well. It's expanded over the years. Joining us back in studio, Jeff Dorman, who is the co-founder of Feeding Families Foundation.
Good morning.
And you brought a friend today, Jeff.
I did.
You made Ernie get up early and come in today.
Sorry, Ernie.
The baby has conditioned me.
Perfect. Well, Ernie, welcome as well. Ernie Santoro, who is with Revive Physical Therapy and a huge supporter of Feeding Families Foundation.
Yes.
Welcome, you guys. I want to first talk to you, Jeff, about just reiterating for people, Feeding Families Foundation, this started when your daughter Harper got sick in 2022.
Yes. She had just turned 2 years old. Mm-hmm. And we got that call that nobody wants. Drop what you're doing and run. Kept in the dark for a little bit, but we found out that it was B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. So we very quickly got... as quickly as we can, got acclimated to life in the hospital, which meant no food directly to the room. We were left with the options most folks have, which is to go downstairs at Yale, order Uber Eats, or, you know, pray that somebody can deliver food to you, right? And it was during COVID. So visitation rules, I'm sure, were different than what they are now. My wife and I had a newborn at home, so I was on an island in the hospital. She was home with my oldest and my youngest, and we made do, but it got to a point where we really just wanted to turn this negative into a positive, and we thought about various things that we could do to help families like ours, and we settled on food because, hey, look, hangry is a real thing for me, so if we can help that cause, help the doctors deal with us, but then also be there in full for our child at the bedside, that was it's become very meaningful to us to do this.
Well, because it's logical, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like anything. So you're trying to put all of yourself into something that is truly an uphill battle.
Yeah.
But you're trying to do it on an empty stomach. It logically doesn't make sense. And quite frankly, Jeff, to your point, a lot of parents, I would think, like if I was in your shoes, I don't know if I would have left, you know, Chase's bedside, as you probably didn't leave Harper's bedside very often at all.
The things I usually say are, there's a lot of issues in the hospital, but one is the diagnosis. If we could fix it for everybody, we would.
Right.
You know, the second is sleep. The beds for parents are uncomfortable. The nurses, doctors are coming in and out, you know, as they should, but the doors are slamming. The machines beep incessantly.
Sure.
You know, you add hunger to it. Let's kick you while you're down, mm-hmm. you know, and we wanted to make a bad situation just a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we hope we're doing.
And so talk about sort of the collaboration, because first of all, you are pairing with a lot of hospital systems, like I said, not just in Connecticut.
That's
it's
right.
really grown to, you know, across the nation, which is amazing. But you also really rely on local eateries doing their part in donating their food.
Yeah. So our parent plate program is in the hospital, right? It pays for meals for parents and has them delivered to the room. Restaurants have come in, and our good friend Michael Pollack from New Haven Pizza Club has been instrumental in doing this, connecting us with great restaurants in the New Haven area. Some restaurants would rather donate food as opposed to dollars. Great. Yeah, well, I got used for that great food. We can get we have a system now and a pipeline directly into the hospital. And so the Modern Pizzas of the world, Olmo Bagels, Haven Hot Chicken, Bobby's is into it, Shere Khan is into it now. Parlor joints in it. I mean, the list goes on. We have so many great restaurants that are providing towards this cause and really helping families.
And by the way, if you own a restaurant, you're you know, listen, the more the merrier. It would be great. You're hearing from Jeff Dorman, who is the co-founder. He and his wife started Feeding Families Foundation. And Ernie, I want to come to you because I think it's really amazing to see, you know, in literally a matter of a couple of years, really, Feeding Families Foundation has grown, like I said, tremendously. It has now expanded to major hospital systems across the country. Talk about what sort of drew you and Revive to want to partner up and work with Feeding Families.
Yeah, so, you know, we're a small independent clinic. You know, we're just growing into our new place as of June 2024. And one of the key tenets that we came out with was that we really wanted to help support the little guy when it came to community-driven outreach and community foundations. And so I'm in the same building as Golf Cove, where this Winter Classic is held every year. And so I got to meet Jeff and Sam last year, took part as part of a golfing foursome.
Nice.
And yeah, it was great. And we had a lot of fun. Subsequently, our daughters ended up having some of the golf classes together
they
thereafter.
Did. Yep.
That's right. So cute.
It was
adorable. I love that.
Yeah, and they were pretty good. Yeah. So we got to know each other a little bit more. And first off, I didn't even know this was a problem. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that this was an issue. I have three daughters myself. And I'm not going to complain about
that's
my
where we
experience.
Get along.
I was just going to say, you guys are just like mega girl dads. That's really okay. You should start with that. It's like, oh, okay, I get it. I got you now. No, but it's so true. Like, I don't think until I met Jeff a couple of years ago, I didn't really think about it because I feel like unless you're in the trenches, you know, you don't think about it. And it just is not something that is top of mind. But man, you know, it's not like kids don't go to the hospital for these horrible illnesses. And I don't know, it didn't seem like a reality, but it is. And I don't know if it's talked about an awful lot.
No, I was completely unaware.
Yeah.
So you don't know what you don't know, I guess. But so we got to chatting and I thought, okay, it would be great, you know, when this comes around. And thankfully, he gave me that reminder this year. And here we are. So I was happy to at least be able to sponsor a room. We do what we can in our limited capacity to partner with other organizations within the community. This is something I just identify with because, you know, I've got, like I said, three young daughters myself. And yeah, I mean, it's just an outstanding cause. So I think it was the stat, 10,000 meals that, over 10,000 meals that you guys have?
Collectively out of all hospitals, yes. Yeah. Yale being our first, we're definitely over 5,000. It's approaching. Oh, we just got the numbers yesterday, actually.
Sam's going to be mad that you didn't memorize that.
I know.
I get it, Sam. He should have written notes.
There's
I tell him this all the time.
There's too many
moving pieces now. I always say, there are no cameras. Just have your notes in front of you. I know, right?
Go figure. I actually have some notes.
Oh, do you? didn't write the number
didn't write
down.
That down.
Just didn't want to write the number down.
Nope.
But it is true. It is impressive. We do know that. It's thousands of meals easily.
It's thousands of parent plate meals. It's another 5,000-6,000 in food delivered. So we're certainly past 10,000 at this point at Yale. Sure. Yeah.
Well, and I would think, too, you know, just the line of business that you also do, Ernie, I mean, physical therapy, I mean, the body, and just, I mean, maybe you could speak to even just that. I mean, the impact of if you're not getting, because the other part of this is that, you know, if you're going to the vending machine, it's not just putting food in your body, it's putting good quality food in your body. So I think that's part of it, that it's not just making sure that you are eating, but that you're also getting good fuel to stay in the best, you know, place possible when you're in that environment.
Right. And, you know, we get into all the manual therapy and all the fun exercise and all this type of stuff. But if we don't have proper nutrition, proper hydration, rest, we talk about not just having, but building mental health. Like, these are key things that if we don't have it going into a rehab program, the patient's probably not going to be successful.
Mm.
And we see, you know, we don't specialize significantly within pediatrics, but we do have a pediatric population. We see plenty of parents. We've seen plenty of parents with situations very similar to Jeff and Sam's. And it's very hard to identify with that when you've never been through it yourself, but you see how these people are struggling and they can't have just the basic necessities towards proper body healing, health and wellness. And so you're correct. It's, you know, it's another reason why we identify so well with them is you're just providing essentially the basis for a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's essential. So no matter what your situation is.
Yeah, that's so true. This makes sense. I like
this.
I like this
stuff.
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of this. This is a good partnership. I'm a fan. Very happy to have in studio Jeff Dorman, co-founder of Feeding Families Foundation. Co-founder because his wife, Sam, is the other co-founder.
Yes, we cannot forget about Sam.
Oh, honestly, every time you come in here, though, we always say that Sam is going to do it.
Listen,
But she's got the kids.
I asked her if she wanted to come this morning so that she could get up early and do this. And
she's like, no, we're not doing that.
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
It's cold outside.
It's cold. It's dark. You laugh, Ernie, but it's so true. No, I don't know why I do it every morning. I'm just kidding. But it's so true. But we love you, Sam. And of course, the girls, obviously. But Jeff Dorman is here. Ernie Santoro is here as well of Revive Physical Therapy. We've got the Winter Virtual Golf Classic.
Yes.
We'll That's what I'm that. Calling it.
That's what we're calling
That's
it.
What we're calling it. And I think it's a really fun event that we were very blessed to be able to take part in this last year. My son has already created his virtual team, including his best friend, who is 7 as well. He's very, very excited about that. So what is the Virtual Golf Classic? What happens?
It's our third annual. The first year was a success. Last year, we blew the doors off of Golf Cove.
It was
wild.
That
place was insane.
Yeah.
This year, it's taking place January 31st. It is a 9-hole scramble. We have added multiple waves this year. Last year, there was only 3. There's now 5 this year because we filled it up last year.
Wow.
For $100 is a player ticket that comes with an open bar, food for the duration. Winners this year, among other things, gift cards, etc., are getting a Kenyan electric grill, fair market value of $695. Each winner gets one, not like one for the foursome. We're getting 4 of those for
That's
the foursome
insane.
That wins. It is.
Wait, this is like, I'm sorry, not that the women don't love grilling, but this is like a guy's dream day.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's an amazing product.
It's amazing.
It's an electric grill, indoor, outdoor.
Look at you light up. You're so happy.
Oh, man.
And this totally fits
the
narrative.
Right?
You're like, this is great.
That assumes that I'm going to win. I'm just because I like going to Golf Cove.
I feel like that's conflict of interest. Can you win?
No, probably not. Optically, that's probably not.
I'm not going to tell anyone. It's fine.
When I got the text saying, you know, they want to do this, I was like a gift card?
Yeah,
you know, the whole thing?
That's amazing.
No, I can confirm. It is 4 grills, which is wild.
What is that like? Like, what is that like when you see, you know, those kinds of donations, or you hear people like Ernie who just want to be part of your journey?
Yeah. So Ernie, folks like Kenyan Electric Grills, Macman Insurance.
Yes, my parents.
Right? sponsoring it this year. Thank you very much.
My parents are thrilled. They can't wait. I'm very excited.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't come from nonprofits. Maybe it's because we've only been in this a couple of years. Maybe it's because I have a lot of fun doing this. But it's a little bit of a rush when folks like donate to the cause and they identify that the cause really is something worthwhile to get behind. Because where it started and then cooking this up on the couch of my house, being like, who the heck is going to go for this? Like, you know, are we really going to, you know, is Yale going to go for it? Are these hospitals going to go for it? You know, and just to come full circle a couple of years later and have, you know, folks coming out of the woodwork. People followed up with us this year saying, are you having the golf tournament again? I can't wait to bring a team. You know, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little surreal.
Right? But
it's hard to put into words because it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's not what I envisioned something like this. I mean, you think about the team, too. Folks like Michael Pollock or Joseph Massaro with New Haven Pizza Crew and Kenny, CT Pizza Man, who I know has been on 991. Like, these guys come out and volunteer. They bring their kids out. They bring their families out for no money, just because it's the cause. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's extremely meaningful to Sam and I that people have rallied around the cause like that.
I've never asked you this, Jeff, but, like, because how old is Harper now?
She's 5.
Is she ever like overwhelmed by this, or like does she realize, you know, that it was her story that created such change?
Yeah, I think in a way
I feel like
she does.
She's going to be overwhelmed when it does click.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think she remembers.
She was so little.
You know, she looked in the mirror, this is a couple months ago now, but she said to me, Daddy, where did I get this scratch? And it was where her port was.
Mm.
It was the scar from where she had her port. And I'm going, honey, that's where Tubi was. That's what we called it for little kids. And
right.
She like gave me this blank stare, and she goes, oh, where I go to play with toys? You know, she's thinking of the outpatient clinic. And I went, you know what, girl? Yes.
Yep.
That's exactly what
we there's
did.
Just no reason to go
correct.
Down trauma.
That's right.
Phil USA.
So,
nope. Wow.
So there's no, I mean, I don't think she remembers it. Thank God. You know, I know eventually.
But maybe it's
to,
because you guys have exposed so much of, wow, look at this beautiful community outreach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, you know, making connections with people like Ernie, whose daughter now is friends with her. You know what I mean?
I think
incredible.
We've put the hospital in as positive of a light as we possibly can.
That's
for
cool.
So long it was, you know, the kids come with us on food deliveries. You know, they, I mean, Feeding Families has taken over my kitchen, has taken over my dining room. Like, you know, it's everywhere in the house and they're around it all the time. Sam and I are talking about it pretty much all the time. You know, it's the full-time job that doesn't pay me kind of a thing. You know, it's just the thing that we're always talking because we both enjoy it. So I don't know if, I mean, Harper, I think conceptualizes that it's because of her and her experience, but I don't think she remembers it. I think, you know, as she gets older and begins to like understand it, that those conversations will happen. But, you know, she was two. So two, three with the hard years, four got a little easier and five has been a breeze. So,
well, thank God.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really, that's, yeah. that's the end game there. Thank God. Thank God she's good. So the Winter Virtual Golf Classic, and Ernie, you're making your team.
We got to get it together.
We've got a couple weeks left, my guy. We got to make a team. I feel like you've got enough people though over at Revive.
We did okay last year. We didn't win. We did okay.
Well, now you have more incentive.
Right?
You got to get those grills, man.
He said that. I said,
I'm going to get Modern Pizza gift cards. Golf Cove always throws in gift cards. I'll come up with some other stuff, but the grills really blew me away.
That's wild.
Like, that's legit.
Yeah.
That's a great prize.
And you guys still have openings for like slots for people to sign up.
Yeah, we have openings still for sponsorships, believe it or not.
Okay.
Some of the sponsors from last year would rather play than spot. Like, you know, there's always kind of a revolving door of sponsorships. So we have a couple of rooms left. We always sponsor the nurses. The nurses and providers come to all of our events for free. And their significant others. You know, it's almost empty to say this, but how do you pay them back? Or not to be dramatic, but saving your child's life. Like, you can't. So I would rather say, hey, come to an open bar for free and enjoy yourself.
You know,
that's what I would love that. You know, it's a great way to pay somebody back. And then we've got opportunities for food sponsors, and there's a lot of time slots still available, 10, 12, 30, 3, 5, 30, and 8. And we opened up an earlier slot, a later time slot, just because last year we filled the thing. So, you know, now we've got a little extra work to put more players in. So
okay.
I think we can do it.
I have no doubts in my mind that you guys will fill all the slots. So if people go to it, would it be on feedingfamiliesfoundation.org that they can sign up?
We have a link on feedingfamiliesfoundation.org. You can also go to golfcovect.com/feedingfamilies. That is the other way to get tickets.
Okay. So I'm going to put both of those links actually on your podcast when we post them at the end of the show.
Great.
And of course, if you want to learn more about Feeding Families, be sure to check out their website, feedingfamiliesfoundation.org, all spelled out. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being in studio, and I can't wait to see you on the 31st.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome.